Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. So delighted this evening to be back on our Blog Talk Radio, our radio broadcast for the study of the Word of God. I just give God all the praise and glory on today. Magnify his holy name. Hallelujah. I'm going to get ready to read a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and we're going to go on into the Word of God this evening. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 136. Unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy is good forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of God, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great, wonderful wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretches out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great light, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. Strong hand, and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. I just read you from Psalms 136, from the first verse to the 12th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. We're just going to have a song.
Can you imagine this, standing before the King?
Peace.
Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we confess and we repent. We ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, I come right now, God, just asking you today to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. Father, move me from myself, Lord, that the Holy Spirit may take over, God, and teach us on tonight. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone that will come to this radio broadcast to learn, God. I just ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus to bless them as they were on their way on this live, on this broadcast, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bind up the strong man right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind him up now. We cast him out. We command him to go from our lives and from this radio broadcast. We bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every medium, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you now. We give you praise. We give you glory. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank and praise God for this opportunity to be on our radio broadcast for the study of the Word of God this evening. Hallelujah. Some of us had to work. Some of us had to work today, this evening. But we're going to go on anyway. Hallelujah. We just give God praise and glory today for his word. We're in 2 Kings chapter 17 and 18 on today. Yeah, chapter 17 and 18. And it reads as follows. In the 20th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hoshea, the son of Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, but not as the kings of Israel that were before him. Against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hoshea became his servant and gave him presents. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, for he had to sow king of Egypt, to sow kings of the king of Egypt, and brought no presents to the king of Assyria. And as he had done year by year, therefore the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land and went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Halah and in Habor by the river of Gozan and in the cities of Medes. For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord, their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, and had feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel and of the king of Israel, which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God, and they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathens, who the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols, wherefore the Lord had said, for the Lord, wait a minute, y'all, I lost my place. Anyway, for they served idols, wherefore the Lord had said unto them, you shall not do this thing. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes, and according to all the law which I commanded your fathers and which I sent to you by my servant the prophet. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks like to the neck of their fathers that did not believe in the Lord their God. And they rejected his statutes and in his covenant that had made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanity and became vain and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. And they left all the commandments of the Lord their God and made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove and worship all the lost, all the hosts of heaven, and served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and was divination and enchantment, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none like left but the tribe of Judah only. Also Judah kept not commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statues of Israel, which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hands of spoilers until he cast them out of his sight. For he rent Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam, son of Nebat, king. And Jeroboam drove Israel from following the Lord and made them sin a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They departed not from them until the Lord removed Israel out of the sight, out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants, the prophets. So will Israel carry away out of their own land to Assyria until this day. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Cutha, and from Ava, and from Hamath, and from Sepharvaim, Samaria, instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the cities thereof. And so it was at the beginning of the dwelling there that they feared not the Lord. Therefore the Lord sent lions among them, which slew some of them. Wherefore they spake to the king of Assyria, saying, the nations which thou hast removed and placed in the cities of Samaria know not the manner of the God of the land. Therefore he hath sent lions among them, and behold, they slay them, because they knew not the manner of God of the land, of the God of the land. Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, carry thither one of the priests whom ye brought from thence, and let them go and dwell there, and let him teach them the manner of God of the land. Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethlehem and taught them how they should fear the Lord, how be it every nation made gods of their own, and put them in the houses of the high places, which the Samaria had made every nation in their city wherein they dwelt. And the men of Babylon made Sukkoth be naught, and the men of Cuth made Nargel, and the men of Hamath made Ashima, and the Avite made Nibhaz and Tartak, and the Sepharvite burnt their children in fire to Adrammelech and Anammelech, the gods of Sivarim. So they feared the Lord and made unto themselves the lords of them, priests of high places, with sacrifice for them in the houses of the high places. They feared the Lord and served their own gods after the manner of the nation whom they carried away from thence. Until this day, they do after the former manners. They feared not the Lord, neither do they after their statutes and after their ordinance, or after the law of the commandment, which the Lord commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom the Lord had made a covenant and charged them, saying, ye shall not fear the gods, nor bow yourself to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, him shall ye fear, and him shall ye worship. To him shall ye do sacrifices, and the statutes of the ordinance and the law and the commandments which he wrote for you, you shall observe to do forevermore. And you shall not fear other gods, and the covenant that I have made with you, you shall not forget, neither shall ye fear the other gods, but the Lord your God ye shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. Howbeit, they did not hearken, but they did after their former manner. So they, these nations, feared the Lord and served their graven image, both their children and their children's children, as did their father. So do they unto this day. Now, chapter 18. Now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Abba, the daughter of Zechariah, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. He removed the high places and break the images and cut down the groves and break in pieces the brazen serpents. And Moses had made it, for unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it. And he called it Nehushtan. And he trusted in the Lord of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. For he clave to the Lord and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord was with him, and he prospered with whatsoever he went forth. And he rebelled against the king of Assyria and served him not. And he smote the Philistine even unto Gaza, and the borders thereof, for from the towers of the watchmen to the fenced city. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Hezekiah, which was the seventh year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against Samaria and besieged it. And at the end of 3 years, they took it, even in the sixth year of Hezekiah, that is the ninth year of Hoshea, king of Israel, Samaria was taken. And the king of Assyria did carry away Israel unto Assyria and put them in Hala and in Habor by the river of Gozan and in the city of Medes, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant in all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded, and would not hear them nor do them. Now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, come up against all the fenced cities of Judah and took them. And Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria to Lachish, saying, I have offended. Return from me. That which thou puttest on me will I bear. And the king of Assyria appointed unto Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. And Hezekiah gave him all that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasures of the king's house. At that time did Hezekiah cut off the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord and from the pillars which Hezekiah, king of Judah, had overlaid, and gave it to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria sent Tartan and Rabsaith and Rabshakeh from Lachish to King Hezekiah with a great host against Jerusalem. And they went up and came to Jerusalem. And when they were come up, they came and stood by the conduit of the upper pool, which is in the highway of the fuller's field. And when they had called to the king, they came out of them. They came out to them, Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and Joab, the son of Asaph, the recorder, and Rabshakeh said unto them, speak ye now to Hezekiah, thus said the Lord, the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is there this within these, those trusted? Thou said, but they are but vain words. I have counsel and strength for the war. Now on whom doest thou trust that thou rebellest against me? Now behold, thou trusted upon the staff of this bruised reed, even upon Egypt, on which it, if a man lean, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh king of Egypt unto all. Ye say unto me, we trust in the Lord our God. Is not that he rose high places and rose altars, whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah have taken away, and have said to Judah and Jerusalem, ye shall worship before this altar in Jerusalem. Now, therefore, I pray thee, give pledges to my Lord, the king of Assyria, and I will deliver thee 2,000 horses if thou be able on thy part to set riders upon them. How then wilt thou turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants and put thy trust in Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? And now I come up without the Lord against this place to destroy it. The Lord said to me, go up against this land and destroy it. Then said Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and Shebna, and Joab, Rabshakeh, speak, I pray thee, to thy servant in Syrian language, for we understand it, and talk not with us in the Jewish language, in Jews' language, in the ears of the people that are on the wall. But Rabshakeh said unto them, have my master sent me to do thy master and to thee and to speak these words? Have he not sent me to the man which sit on the wall, that they may eat their own dung and drink their own piss with you? Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jewish languages and spake, saying, hear the words of the king of Assyria. Thus saith the king, let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of his hands. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, the Lord will surely deliver us, and this city shall not be delivered unto the hands of the king of Assyria. Hearken not to Hezekiah, Assyria, make an agreement with me by a present, and come out to me, and then eat ye every man of his own wine and every one of his fig tree, and drink ye every one the waters of his chasm, until I come and take you away to a land like you, your own land, a land of corn and wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of oil and olive and honey, that ye may live and not die, and hearken not unto Hezekiah when he persuaded you, saying, the Lord will deliver us. Have any of the gods of the nation delivered at all his land out of the hands of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva? Have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? Who Are they among all the gods of the countries that have delivered their country out of my hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? But the people held their peace and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was saying, answer him not. Then came Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder, to Hezekiah with their clothes rent, and told him the words of Rabshakeh. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. That was long right there. We're going to go over our questions now. Okay. We in chapter 17 and 18 tonight. The first question is, what happened to Israel when Hoshea did not pay tribute to Assyria? It should be in verse number 4. Should be. Do anybody know? Let me see what happened to him. What happened to them? Wait a minute. Give me just one moment to get myself together here. What happened to them is in verse 4, it says, and the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to Saul, king of Egypt, and brought no present to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore, the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. That's what happened to Hoshea, because he did not pay tribute. He didn't bring a gift. That's what it was. He didn't bring a gift to them. Wait a minute. Oh, they were besieged. They was in captive. They put them in prison. Mm-hmm. Who did the king of Assyria put in the city of Samaria after Israel was taken captive? Who did they put in those cities? And it's in verse 24. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Kuta and from Ava and from Hamath and from Sevenum, and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the city thereof. Y'all, I need some help, y'all, if y'all didn't study. I don't know if y'all studied or not. I studied some. But, they put foreign people in that city. In place of the children of Israel, they put the foreign nations there. And that's because the children of Israel was then held captive. What happened to the new residents in Samaria? And that's right behind that. That's in verse 25. It says, and so it was at the beginning of their dwelling, they feared not the Lord. Therefore, the Lord sent lions among them, which slew some of them. He sent the lion just like he allowed that bear to eat those children up that was messing with Elijah. He sent lions to eat those people up, those foreigners up, because they didn't believe in him. Amen. Okay. What did the king of Assyria do to protect the new people? What did the the king of Assyria do to protect the new people in verse 27. Let me see.
I can read
then
that.
The king of Assyria. Huh?
It said, then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, carry thither one of the priests whom ye brought from thence, and let them go dwell there, and let him teach them the manner of the God of the land.
Amen. And that was the truth. Let me see. This brings us to the end of the northern kingdom, but the land has become a mixture of people, and there is a great deal of intermarrying there. They was intermarrying because it was different foreign, different people, different nations in there, different tribes. The 10 tribes would never again form the northern kingdom. They are scattered now, but they are not lost. But see, they put those different tribes together right there, and then they intermarry, and they shouldn't be intermarrying. That's what I say about now on today. A lot of people, they'll say color and race and stuff don't have nothing to do with it, but the word of God says different, and we have to always know that we got to always end up and come back to this word with everything. Yeah. So they sent priests to teach the people, though, how to do the commandments, how to live right before the Lord. True. That's another thing they did. Okay, we're gonna move on to chapter 18. What kind of king was Hezekiah? And it's in verse 3. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. Yeah, because he believed on God. Hezekiah was a remarkable man. He led his people in a revival and began by attempting to remove idolatry from the land. Now, this verse mentions the brazen serpent that Moses put up in the wilderness. And they put that snake up, which that was a question, too, because they was worshiping. They started worshiping that snake. They had to take that because it was a cane, though. It was a staff. But it looked like when Moses put it down, it turned to a snake. But they started worshiping that thing because it changed like that. And they didn't realize it was God that changed that staff, not Moses. And there wasn't no real snake. God changed that thing. So why was the brazen serpent that Moses made destroyed? Because they was worshiping it. Who did Sennacherib say had sent the Assyrians, Judah? Who did? Let me see. See, he said the Lord sent him. He said the Lord had sent him. How did he blaspheme against God? That's in verse 35. And he blasphemed against God because he was saying that God wasn't able to do what he was supposed to do. Let me see if I can read it. Who are they among all the kings of the country that have delivered their country out of my hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand and to wrath shaken? This seemed a crushing and unanswerable argument. It was true that no God had ever delivered his people out of the king of Assyrian power, Of course, he did not know that the gods of the other countries were no gods, while the living God was the Lord of the whole earth. But they was depending on the other gods, on all those little gods that they had. They was depending on them, and it wasn't going to happen. He said God had no more power to deliver Judah from Syrian than the gods of any other nation they had captured. But that's not true, because we know God can deliver you out of anything he want to deliver you out of. And see, this thing right here, with these two chapters, it seemed like the children of Israel was just so caught up and so captive here. And when they got Hezekiah as king, it was still hard for him, because when you got other kings fighting against you, because Hezekiah came in and tore all the high places down, all those places that they was putting those gods and incense and all that stuff they weren't supposed to have been doing. And then some of these foreign gods that I named, foreign people, had their daughters and sons running through the fire, like selling their soul to the devil and stuff like that. That's what divination is, what they talking about. And when you get in with a lot of different people from a lot of different religions, and because I was listening to the radio today on the way home, and they're talking about the one world religion, but they didn't call it that. They called it something else. And they were saying they had a meeting, I guess it was last year or sometime, and they invited different churches like Jehovah Witness. They invited the Hindus. They invited Farrakhan, them, and they even invited Wiccans. The Wiccans was there. Those are the witches. It was about six or seven of these different religions that they invited, because they trying, and the Catholics too, they trying to get just one church for everybody. I just don't see that, because, see, the witches don't even believe in God, and a lot of more of those religions don't believe in Jesus Christ. They may believe in God, but they don't believe in Jesus Christ. So that's the same thing right there. And this thing is coming to fruition. It's coming, like they said, one world order. They want just one universal church. And with this right here, it's going to start it's going to start the Antichrist. It's going to, because they're going to, you're not going to hardly even be able to praise the Lord and stuff, and have your own sector like I do, to pray and stuff like that, because they don't want you to go with I forgot the name of what they was calling that thing, but it wasn't nothing but one big group of people, different religions, but they saying they served in all one God. Them the Wiccans or witches, they don't serve God our Father, Jesus Christ our Savior. You know, they don't do. Okay. Lord have mercy. Things scared me. They don't serve who we serve. You know, they don't serve the Almighty God, Elohim, Jah. You know, Jehovah Jireh. They don't serve him. They serve who? The devil. So how can we all come together and be one church? And it's just kind of like the same thing here. But when we've been studying in Kings, how they've been just changing kings. Once every now and then, God will get a good one, and sometimes he'll turn. That goes to show you how it is of today. it just goes to show you the things that, like these presidents and stuff like that, even pastors, you change pastors like you're changing clothes. You know, you go here, you don't like what they're doing. You go there, you don't like what they're doing. It's just a whole lot of changes. And from what I can see, what we've studied in the Old Testament, these kings are being changed one after another. When one go down, another one come up. You know, they start early. And that's something. It's really something because and half of them still have that spirit of Jeroboam, how he made the people sin against God. When God get a good one like Hezekiah, he want to keep them in there. But the people don't be wanting them. They have that spirit. They don't be wanting no good king. They don't want the king that God wants for us. Just like the presidents and the pastors and stuff, God know who he want over us. He know who he want us to learn from. We get out here and we get one of these pastors or apostles or bishops that's just a mess. I'm just telling you, or presidents or somebody in authority for a figure over us, and we don't. Because you don't have to follow a pastor if he's not following God. You don't have to follow your husband if he's not following God. You know, you have to look at all of that. And we have to observe a lot of different things when it comes to leadership, because it's some leaders will hold you back. It's some leaders, you know, God didn't tell us to make ministers and pastors and prophets and apostles and bishops to keep them in the church. He sent them disciples out, apostles out, two by two. You have to send them out. Let them go out and minister. That's what you have to do. You know, some of them just want to stay there and evangelize. They can do that. But when God has an assignment for them, they have to go out. You don't get people to hold on to them to make your church look big. That ain't what God said. He said, let them go out and witness and teach and preach in the highways and the byways. You have to do that. You can't hold them back. They have a gift that God has given them, and you have to let them get out there and use what God has given them, because God will get you. He ain't going to get me because I'm going to let them go and do what they need to do for the Lord. There's too many unsaved people on the street in this world, and we need to be transformed.
Amen.
It's time for that, because, you know, we'll get them just so we can have, I got 26 and I got $100,000, $200,000, all this kind of stuff. Don't nobody care about no crowd. You don't even know half of their names because you got so many people. How you going to help them all? See, and then when you do help them, you want them to sit right there and listen to you. No. You go out, you witness, you teach, you preach, you do what God, whatever assignment God got for you, whatever the plan is God have for your life, that's what you do. It just put me in the mind how these kings are changing. One go down, the other one come up. One go down, another one come up. Sometimes they good and sometimes they bad. But they come up, and the people have to suffer through the bad. Just like they're doing good, they have to suffer through the bad and when God allows things like that to happen for a reason in our lives, you know, he'll put you in a place where you can only call on him. Only can't nobody else help you but God.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you depend on him, he'll help you though, but you got to depend on the Lord just like the people would. Those people were so far away from God. They were so far away from God. The children of Israel had been taken because they was worshiping those gods too, because them folks was intermarrying and all kind of stuff. In the Israelites, there's one only Israel. It was the children of Israel, and the children was disobeying God. Coming on down through generations. I'm telling you, that's why we have to take our children to church If they stray away, they'll come back. We just got to get them there. Y'all have any questions or comments? Because we've been close. I'm going to sit up here and read and talk, because when I was studying, I got so deep in it. You know, at first it wasn't clicking. I couldn't understand it. But I started just praying, asking God to show me what was going on. But he let me see how those kings go down and how today we'll get a president every 4 years or every whatever years it is. Sometimes they good, sometimes they not. Or you'll get a pastor, especially in those, what kind of churches? They change them all the time. They don't never know how long they going to stay at a church, because they'll move them around. That's just something. That's too much. That's too much. But if it's the plan and purposes of God, it's good. Any questions or comments?
Yes, I'm new to your Bible study, and I truly enjoyed it tonight. And I totally agree with what you were saying about the one church. And you know, they're trying to gather everybody up under one religion. Like you were saying, you know, it's too many denominations, and they believe in too many different things. So that's not going to work. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
And how can you agree unless you're walking in unity? I'm not sure if I'm saying it correctly.
Right. Unless and to agree, you have to be, you know, you all, how can two walk together unless they agree? How can two walk together unless they agree?
You know, we're the body of Christ. Yeah, we're the body of Christ, and we have different denominations, and we have our division because of doctrines, and that's why I think God is really, you know, especially I just always go back to the pandemic, where God is not pleased with the body of Christ, and that's why he's trying to live off of a lot of stuff that's going on, because he's coming back, and he gives us warnings that we need to get it together. And we need to stop fighting among each other about doctrine. You know, one thing we stand on, like we say, unity, is that we all believe in Jesus.
That's right.
John 3:16.
That's right.
And that's what we need to stand up under that banner.
That's right.
See,
so absolutely.
Coming back talking about what doctrine you believe in.
That's right.
You want to know, did you believe on what his son did for you?
That's right. That's because
you
can't do
the teachings of what his son left for you to do.
That's right. You sure right about it. Mm-hmm. But see, it's not only the doctrine, but it's the denomination is what bring a division in the body of Christ. Because if you Baptist, you ain't going to believe. You ain't going to have nothing to do with a woman preacher. You see what I'm saying? And if you, another denomination I know don't believe in women preachers and saying all manner of stuff against them, and then you got another denomination that take communion every Sunday, then you got those that take it on the first Sunday. It's just so many schisms and all this, you know, but God ain't in all of that. He's not in all of that.
Right.
He said, he was going to, we was going to do greater works than him, and I know it. And let me tell you something, because I wouldn't have the authority and power I have, it didn't come from the devil, it came from God. And if God didn't believe in women, I wouldn't have it. I would never get it. I would never feel what I feel. I would never be able to study and pray like I do. He wouldn't allow me to. But God said we would do greater works than him.
Right.
And it's going right on. It's going right on. We just got to keep up with the times, and we got to spend time in the word, in praying, in the Lord.
Right. And
Amen.
Apostle, I
anybody?
Don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Apostle.
No. You're good.
I don't understand why you would be against, you know, women you know, preaching God's word, because if you look in the New Testament, Jesus had women that helped to support the ministry, and then Paul, you know, and you know he talked about Priscilla, you know, so there was women that did, you know, and if you look back on you know, the Old Testament, you had Deborah, who was a judge, you know, you had a lot of women that did things.
Yeah.
That spoke out.
Yeah.
But we all have a place. Yes, women, we do have a place. You know,
we
and
have a place.
We do have to go by what God says what women should do. But when it
That's
comes
right.
to Jesus came, we all are up under what he tells us to do. Out.
That's right.
And give the good news.
That's
we
right.
All have, we all have a job to do that, men and women.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. We do have to stay in our place as women. You know, we can't think because, you know, it's a lot of it's our fault as women because we want to take it too far. We want to get out there and preach, raise our leg up like a man, all this kind of stuff, preaching and stuff. Just do what God, you ain't got to be. That's why I ain't trying to be like nobody. I'm trying to be like Jesus. That's who I'm trying to be like. I ain't trying to be like no man up there preaching. You got your leg raised up, back, lean all back. You ain't got to do all that. Just give the word. And it's an honor and a privilege for God to allow us to give the word. Because it was times, and it has been times, that women had to be silent, like over there in Iraq and Iran and places.
Yeah,
you know, we're blessed that we can speak.
Yes, we are.
Even the word Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Because those women have to, they walk behind their husbands. They can't walk with them. They have to walk behind them. Any more comments?
Like, I think it's a song that said you better, I don't know if it says this, but I know it's a song that said, while you have time. So you better speak the word while you have time, where there's time to do it.
Yeah, that's right. You have to, because, you know, they're going to try to take these Bibles from us after a while. And I can say when they work, that one church come in order, they're trying to say it's a universal church. That's why I don't hardly agree with a universal church, because it's just like any church can join. Just like they say the Wiccans came the last time. Witches. I'm not worshiping with no witch.
Right.
I'm not. Hindus, whatever they are, you know, let them do what they do. Because worshiping, they're going to bring their gods in after a while.
Right.
Just like here.
But
and we're going to be worshiping their gods. That's not going to do.
Apostle, this just brings back what you just read. Day. The intergaging with other, you know, foreign people mixing and mingling and interchanging.
And
what happened throughout history of the Bible? What happened to the people of Israel? They kept going to foreign people and worshiping their gods. So what's that going to be? You're going to be everybody coming with their own religions. What's going to happen? They're going to mix and mingle.
That's right.
And,
absolutely.
And we're still in the same big mess.
Right. You're right, cuz. Let me tell you something. If people don't straighten up, if they don't straighten up, you know, the word of God said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. This line should be full. It should be full. When you find somebody that's teaching the truth, only the truth going to set us free. We got to know that word, whether it hurt us or not. Whether we guilty or not, we still got to hear that word so we can make sure we're not doing what we supposed to. Because people going to perish because they think they doing right and they doing wrong. They don't know what the Bible say because they don't study it. Yes. They got to study this word in order for them to make it. Say, a judgment going to begin at the house of God. He coming to the house first.
Yes,
and if we barely escape, what's going to happen to them that's not at the house of God? I don't understand. Don't understand. Don't know. Mm-hmm. But they better get it together. I'm telling you, because time ain't waste. He coming on back. Oh, he coming back here. And he coming back here. And we got to get it together. I'm telling you. And we got to live by this word. We got to live holy. We got to live by this word. We can't serve. See, they think everything is okay. You know, if you this, if you that, if you looking like this, if you look, you can't look like the world. They ought to be able to tell that you're different. You can't have 15 holes in your nose and all this kind of stuff. One in four in your lip and all this, all these tattoos where they ain't supposed to be. Even though you might have got some of this stuff when you was in the world, but when you learn better, you do better. You got to do better. You need to cut some of that stuff off. If you got tattoos, hide them. Don't let everybody see that tattoo in the back, well, right above your butt. No. We got to do better. And if we love God, we got to do what we supposed to do. Prophet Sally, you got anything?
I do. I had a question.
I know that.
You know how you know. But my husband made a comment, and this lady was prophesying, and her head was uncovered. And he made a statement like, he said that the prophecy wasn't true because her head was uncovered. And you were just making a statement how a lot of times we bring, as women, we bring things upon ourselves. So I wanted to kind of, you know, I wanted you to kind of talk about that.
Okay.
How you feel about her prophesying without stuff not on her head, without her head being covered.
You know, I'm just going to tell you like this. She could have forgot it because I forgot, man, when I preached. Like I was preaching praise the other day, I ain't have nothing on my head. It was sitting out there on the bench. I'm telling you, sometimes it's not, it's not. See, the enemy knows that that God gonna get all the glory. So he try to trip you up. It's been some mornings I got up and prayed before the Lord, and you know I keep my head covered, tied up all the time. And it was a couple of mornings I'm trying to pray here on in my bedroom, head uncovered. I said, Lord, just forgive me. Just forgive me. It ain't to say that that thing is not true, but the devil could have tripped because he showed I didn't have nothing on my head. It was sitting out there. I think Carlin got nervous. You know, she was nervous anyway because she had to introduce me, and she didn't know what to do and how to say it. And then she was up before all them people. That really made her nervous. And she was sweating. And then I'm saying, I need a handkerchief. She looked in my purse and she said, there's none in here. There was about five handkerchiefs in that purse when I came down. I mean, this how the enemy will make you do. And I look back at that video. I said, I didn't even put my hat on my head. I don't go. I had, because I left my hat here. And son went and found me one. I had went and got some of those lace things to go up on your head. I had got that, but when he found me one and bought me one, he brought it to me. I still didn't put it on. See, you got to know that God will use you anyhow. You want to do the right thing because God got stipulations on how we should dress and how we should do things. But you can't say the prophecy ain't true because she didn't have that on, because you can make. I made a mistake. I'm just telling you. I forgot all about that. I forgot I was so in the Holy Ghost. They was catching me before I even started preaching.
I couldn't hardly stand up there. I was going backwards. I was so drunk in the Holy Ghost. So I forgot all about, if I wasn't and I was at myself, I would have remembered I didn't have nothing on my head. But I was so in tune with the Holy Spirit. He was telling me all kind of stuff sitting up there in that pulpit. And we had church, but I didn't have nothing on my head. Look at that thing. And God, he used me. She didn't know how to record it all. She was just nervous. Carla was just a nervous wreck. She was just nervous, and she was just nervous. She was supposed to have videoed. I wanted her to put it on Facebook. I had gotten my little thing to sit, tripod to sit, my phone in and everything. Hey, girl. And I understood it. Because she was in there with a lot of people, and she was trying to think about what she was going to say, and she had to look at all them people in their face and all that. Mm-hmm, but she'll learn. But no, I don't say that, because God can still give her a word for you. Long as if it's not her, it's God. You know what I'm saying? As long as she ain't trying to just add none to it and all that. But I can't say that. Mm-hmm. I can't say that. Yeah, so we had to pray, especially, like, I was hoping everybody prayed for me, because I knew the enemy was at me. So I was hoping and praying. Everybody was praying. I knew I was going to get hit, and I did get hit right at the end. Right at the end, I had to sit down. I was almost about to faint. I had prayed for almost 20 people and couldn't finish. But I had to get me some water. I was hot. And they prayed for me, and I got back up and finished. Mm-hmm. So that's what we know. We have to stay in this word so we can know the truth. We don't know people's situation. I'm telling you, we can't just judge. We got to say, well, Lord, she must have forgot. Because when I preached Friday night, I prayed one in the mornings. I didn't have no hat, no nothing. I put a piece of tissue paper in the top of my head. See, I don't play. I got me a hairpin and stuck a piece of toilet paper up there. It don't make me know I got my head covered. I'm trying to do and keep what the Lord say. You have to do what you got to do. But if I had remembered, I would have had my head covered. Didn't stop me from preaching that word, though. Didn't stop God from talking to me. You know what? Is this been a good lesson on Thursday? Is this the right Thursday, Lala? Prophet Salah. It's the first and Thursday.
Yes, ma'am. So we are on this Thursday.
Okay. So we'll come back. We'll have 19, 20, and 21. And woman of God, Green, D. Green, I'm going to send you everything that we have. It's going to be emailed to you. And so you can see it. You can answer the questions, because I think we're going to go to the Chronicles, then we go to Ezra and stuff like that. We got all that stuff. I want you to have it so you can answer the questions and be ready. Most of the time when we answer the questions, we get the verse. We'll say what verse we got it from, so people can go back and check it out and read it for themselves. That's why I give the verse. Mm-hmm. So God bless
Apostle,
you all, and thank you for
coming. Mm-hmm. This is the third Thursday coming up this week.
The third Thursday. Right. So we,
Yes, ma'am. The 15th would be the third Thursday. But we're off this week?
No, we're on this week. It's the first and the third Thursday that we do it. And we off the second and the fourth Thursday and the fifth.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be on this Thursday.
So you have Bible study every Tuesday, and the first and the third of every Thursday of the month. Okay.
Every Tuesday we have Bible class, and then the first and the third Thursday of every month.
Okay.
And I did it like that because I was teaching other classes on those other days. On Thursday, I didn't know a way that I could have Bible class and then teach like an apostles class and teach a prophets class and in minister's class like that. So that's what I was doing, and I just left it like that because I may have to start teaching another class in January. I want to talk, thinking I'm praying about teaching demonology. I'm just trying to see what God will have me to do about it, because we ought to know what we fighting and what we coming up against.
Yes.
So I will let everybody know about that. Demonology is good to know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm going to get off of here, let everybody go. We usually just last an hour, maybe an hour, 15 minutes at the most, you know. But I will get all of that. The Prophetess Brown will probably send you everything on tomorrow.
Okay.
Woman of God Green, okay?
Okay.
All right, Father, we just thank you for your word on tonight. Thank you for opening up our understanding, God. We thank you tonight, God, for your word, Father. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, those that couldn't be here tonight, God. I ask you to bless and cover them and their families, God. Lord, I just thank you, God, for we need that word, God. Every chance we get, we need it, God. We need more of your knowledge. In your understanding. Lord, I thank you for each one of us. And Lord, I ask you to protect and guide us and lead us, Lord. I ask all of these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 So let it be.
Amen.
And God bless
amen.
You all. I will be on the live in the morning, on the radio broadcast in the morning at the same time, 6:30 Central, 7:30. No, it's not. 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern. I will be on the radio, the live radio broadcast in the morning. So we thank and praise God for everything. You all have a blessed and wonderful night, and I will, by the grace of God, he let me live, nothing happen. I'll be on there in the morning. God bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you
God
for
bless
coming.
You. God bless you.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.